It's now time for today's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. All you need to do is call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside. And coach, a solid win, but that one got probably a little bit more interesting than it should have been there toward the end.
What's that expression? Holy shnikes?
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you look at Peyton's numbers, 3 for 18, 7 for 10 from the line, and yet he gets a double-double, and we still win the game. That's pretty impressive. Nate Ekwu, just tough as nails, gave us 18 minutes of toughness. He's in tremendous pain and played through it, and two big baskets, 6 rebounds, did a great job in the paint on Holloway. Holloway had 7 points, and credit Andrew and credit Nathan with just a tremendous job, absolutely tremendous.
How big was it for Andrew stepping in without Will McGarity, but the guys around him as well, finding him open? He was in key spots to get to that career high for him with 14 points.
Andrew is a senior. He could write it off and say, I wasn't playing very much. I don't need to be ready. He seems to be in the right place at the right time. Gives a great effort in practice every day. He made both free throws. So we're thrilled with what he contributed to us, and just really, really thrilled about that.
There looked to be just so many key moments or pieces that you could extract from this game. I look in the second half, you guys were 0 of 8 at that point from three-point range. Keyshawn and Peyton hit back-to-back three-pointers when nothing was falling at that point.
Yeah, that was a big one from Keyshawn, and Peyton had been struggling up to that point right in front of our bench. He, that was big. Those were back-to-back, and I think that jumped the lead to double digits, and it kind of put a little bit of damage into them that they were not able to respond from until that last hectic, chaotic minute and a half.
Now, we talk a lot about Jack because of his performances. In that first half, 24 points, 6 of 8 from long range, really put these guys on his back in the latter part of that half.
Yeah, you know, Jack, he had to go 40 minutes. You know, he played with the mask. For him to shoot like he did, for him to orchestrate our offense the way he did, to do it with the mask for 40 minutes, and he was under the rest the whole game. I mean, they picked him up 75, 80 feet the whole game, and they're an athletic team. They're a relentless team. I told you before the game, they're going to play both hungry and angry. And that's how Peyton got his stitches. He got whacked across the face by one of their players, and kind of upsetting to us because we've seen that same player have 3 flagrant fouls called on him during the course of the year, and it's a clear technique that guy uses, and Peyton missed some time getting stitched at halftime because of that, and I wonder how much that impacted Peyton because it was early on in the game and how much it impacted him the rest of the way.
Now, Gibbs as well, those 2 charges down, taking away possessions from UMass, steals. How big were those?
Steals, absolute steals. And we did have 8 steals today. Peyton got 3 of them. So incredibly proud and pleased and delighted with our guys.
It was the same message, Coach, after this one. Can it get any easier with everything that's been going on? It almost has to go up.
Yeah, Jared, I said to them, backs against the wall, shorthanded, on the road, 8-10, and you fought yourself to get a victory. And couldn't be more proud.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.
Head Coach Bob McKillop here joining us courtside. A